So let's review. The Mishnah had said, "V'noymer lefan of Halleluka." We praise Hashem with Halleluka. The Gemara discusses lots of words that seem to end with Hashem's name, including Yedidya, Kesya, and Merchavya, and whether they are one or two words. The Gemara later quotes a machlekes whether the word Halleluka is usually used as the last word of a chapter or the first word of the next chapter. There are certain chapters in Tehillim where everybody agrees it is the first word of a chapter. The Gemara tries to connect this machlokes to a discrepancy in how different Tanoim report the opinion of Beis Shammai about how much of Hal to say before the meal at the Seder, but ultimately concludes that the discrepancy is about something else entirely. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. Shir Shabbat Torah, Moshe Yisrael Amruhu B'Shah Sha'olim Inayam. The Shir in the Torah was sung by Moshe and Klai, so when they emerged from the sea. Hal, on the other hand, Nevim Shabineim Tiknu Lehen LeYisrael. The Nevim instituted to be said al kol perik uperik, at various intervals such as the Yom Tovim, al kol tzar b'tzara shalei tavei alein, ukaf shana galin, ayim ra'isa al gulasin, and when saved from any tzara to praise Hashem for their redemption. The Gemara cites a braisa in which there are two opinions as to the authorship of Hal. Some hold, as mentioned earlier, Moshe v'Yisrael amru b'shoa shal minayam, Moshe and Kala Yisrael said it when they emerged from the sea. Others hold, David amru, that David HaMelech said Hal when saved from his many travails. The Gemara later quotes opinions that it was first said in the days of Yeshua, after defeating the kings of Canaan, or in the days of Devarah and Barak, after defeating Sisera, or when Chizkiyah HaMelech defeated Sancheiriv, or when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah defied Nebuchadnezzar, or in the days of Mordechai and Esther, when they were saved from Haman. Tan Rabban. The Braisa lists three opinions of who David HaMelech had in mind when he wrote to him. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Keneged Atzmai Amar. Rabbi Eliezer said he was referring to himself. Bishua Amar, Keneged Tzibur Amar. Bishua said he was referring to the entire Klal Yisrael. Chacham Amrim, Yesh Men Keneged Tzibur, V'yesh Men Keneged Atzmai. The Chacham say that when speaking in the Lashon Yachid, he refers to himself. But when speaking in Lashon Rabbim, he refers to Klal Yisrael. The Braisa continues. Where it says L'David Mizmar, Melamit Shesharusulav Shechina V'achakecha Mashira. The divine presence first rested upon him, and he then recited Shira, where it says, "Mizmor leDavid, melamet shamashira v'achkach shoros alav shchina." David Melch would first say Shira and then experience the shchina because, "En shchina shayra lemetech atzlus, atzvus, schoik, kalus roish, elemetech simcha shal mitzvah." Hashem's presence is not experienced in a state of laziness, sadness, laughter, or lightheadedness, but only in a state of joy from a mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. It's also important to be in a state of joy when learning and in order to have good dreams. The Gemara asks that Rav says that a Talmud should sit in fear and not joy in front of his Rebbe. The Gemara gives two answers. The Rebbe should have joy and the Talmud should have dread. The Rebbe should start with a milsa de b'dichusa, a light-hearted comment, but say the shir in a more serious atmosphere. The Mishnah said we conclude with the brach of Geula. The Gemara points out that in the Haggadah and the Birchas Krishma we say Ga'al Yisrael, in past tense, Hashem who has redeemed Kala Yisrael, for we are praising Hashem for the Nisim of the past. Whereas in Tfilah Shemini Esrei we say Ga'al Yisrael, in present and future tense, Hashem the Redeemer of Kala Yisrael, because Tfilah Rachmininu. When we daven, we are asking for Hashem's mercy. Similarly, and for the same reason, in Kiddush, or other brachas of HaMitzvahs, we say, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvaysav, in past tense, we praise Hashem who has sanctified us with His mitzvahs. Whereas in Tefillah Shemini Esrei, of Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say, Kadishenu B'mitzvaysech, in future tense, we ask Hashem, sanctify us with your mitzvahs. The Gemara continues. In Shemini Esrei, we refer to Hashem as Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. We mention all three of us, but conclude the bracha only with Magin Avram, because Ve'ye Bracha was the promise made to Avram, that B'cha Chaisman, Ve'en Chaisman B'kulan, we conclude the Bracha exclusively with Avram. Similarly, the third Bracha after the Haftarah concludes with Magin David, in fulfillment of the promise, Ve'asis Shiloch Hashem Gadol K'shem HaGedolim, that David will have a big name like the Avos. Amar Rava, Ashkechasina L'Sabe De Pumbedisa D'Yasvi V'Kamri. Rava records a machloikis between himself and the Sabbat de Pumbedisa about how to conclude the brachas of Kedushas Hayim in Kiddush and davening on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Sabbath of Ben Medisa hold, both in Tefillah and in Kiddush, on Shabbos we conclude Mekadosh HaShabbos, because the holiness of Shabbos is Keviyah V'Kaimah, set from the time of creation. On Yom Tov we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, because the Jewish people establish when it shall be Rosh Chodesh, which determines when the Yom Tov will be. Rava holds that in Tefillah, both on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we conclude Mekadosh Yisrael, because davening is generally done in public. In Kiddush, on Shabbos we say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, because it is generally done in private. The Gemara concludes with anecdotes of how Rav Papa and Meremer endorsed the opinion of the Sama de Bumadisa, and even Rava did not object when somebody followed the Sama de Bumadisa, indicating that he had changed his mind.